USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Ever Given is free from the banks of the Suez Canal, clearing way for traffic to resume. Aided by the moon and the tides, the giant container ship was removed from the shore Monday afternoon after 5 days of blocking the vital trade route. Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee say 4 people were killed and 130 rescued after near-record levels of rainfall caused significant flooding across the region. The Nashville Office of Emergency Management said in a Sunday morning update that emergency responders were continuing to make rescues in the aftermath of the storm. Police in Maryland had to deal with a potential blast from the past after a resident discovered a live cannonball from the Civil War. The Maryland State Fire Marshal said the bomb squad were dispatched to Frederick County on March 22nd after the device was discovered by a homeowner. Bomb technicians conducted diagnostics and determined the fusing mechanism was still intact. The bomb was taken to Beaver Creek Quarry in Hagerstown for disposal. USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The gun debate continues with D.C. lawmakers. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Schumer says the Senate will take action on gun control measures in the wake of recent mass shootings, specifically expanding background checks, but there are steps that can be taken without Congress.
There's something that can be done immediately, right now, and they involve ghost guns. What are ghost guns? Ghost guns are kits that you can assemble. They're as easy to buy and even easier to assemble than Legos. But there is no regulation.
Schumer says ghost guns have already been used in crimes in his state, and New York Attorney General Letitia James has taken strong action to prevent them by sending cease and desist letters to the companies behind websites selling the kits. Schumer added the Biden administration can take steps to require registration and close the federal loophole.
NASCAR's dirt race in Bristol, Tennessee, Sunday was postponed to today because of weather. 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
March Madness in the NCAA has a couple of important games Monday night. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Elite Eight is set after Sunday's NCAA tournament action. The number one overall seed Gonzaga advanced to their fourth Elite Eight in the last 6 years with an 83-65 win over Creighton. They'll face off with USC, who dispatched Oregon 82-68. In the East region, the top-seeded Michigan Wolverines are through after a 76-58 win over Florida State. They'll take on UCLA, who returns to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2008, needing overtime to beat Alabama 88-78. That win gave the Pac-12 Conference 3 representatives in the regional finals. 2 trips to the Final Four are on the line Monday night as Baylor and Arkansas face off in the South Regional Final, and Cinderella Oregon State will take on Houston in the Midwest Regional Final.
The NCAA has allowed 25% of fans into the 2021 Division Men's Basketball Championship games. San Diego Comic-Con set its sights on Thanksgiving weekend, sparking backlash from fans and talent. The coronavirus pandemic has crippled the live events business, particularly the lucrative comic industry. In a bid to raise much-needed funds, San Diego Comic-Con will host a smaller version of its annual summer event in the fall. Dubbed Comic-Con Special Edition, the convention is slated for November 26th through the 28th at the San Diego Convention Center. The organization's decision to place this in-person convention over Thanksgiving weekend, an announcement it made late Saturday night, is facing harsh backlash from fans, talent, and some in the press. This is USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.